Hi, this is Smokin' Joe on WLMI. We are with Roger Morgenstern today from Consumers Energy. Roger, it's good to have you along.
Hey, Smokin' Joe. Great to be here. Thanks.
Well, we're into spring, as we know it this year. I guess the story is the same as every year as we head into the severe weather season. We want to talk about severe weather today, but also some common sense things that don't apply to severe weather. Just when you're out working about in your yard, also the things, the hazards that are around you that you may not realize while you're doing work. I suppose the thing we want to focus in on, first of all, is public safety.
Absolutely. And spring has finally sprung. Took a while.
Yeah.
But more and more people are out working in their yards, maybe doing some new landscaping. We want to remind people of what lies below in the ground and what's also above. When they're working on landscaping, if they're going to do any digging in their yard, call Miss Dig. And they can do that very easily by calling just 811. It's a free service, and we will come out and mark our facilities, gas or maybe gas and electric. The municipalities will come out and mark water lines. And so you know where those lines are when they're buried, and we remind people, if you're close to those, hand dig or try to stay away with your project. That's really important, and it's a free service, and it can save you a lot of heartache if you knock into one of those lines.
So plan ahead.
Yes, plan ahead, and we'll talk a lot about planning ahead. But also, when you're out working, look above. If you've got a big old ladder like I do when I'm trimming trees, taking down branches, look above you and see if there's any lines. And don't assume, oh, that's the telephone line. If you see a line stretch across your yard, stay clear of it. And make sure if your kids are out, I don't know if kids fly kites anymore. I wish they would. But if they're out messing in the yard or throwing a ball around, stay clear of those lines, because they are energized and could be deadly if you touch them.
You know, we've had some issues with power lines going down during severe weather during the winter, and I've seen neighbors in my own subdivision trimming trees, and I've seen lines, and I get scared. It makes me a little uncomfortable when I see people trimming their trees near power lines. And like you said, those may not be cable lines. Irregardless, they're lines of some kind, and they're live.
Absolutely. I had an issue this winter with my dad's house. Tree took down a line. It took down the house line. Was probably de-energized, but I told my parents, stay away from there. I'm calling Consumers Energy right now, and I did it like any other customer. I called 1-800-477-5050, and the men and women came out there, and they made the situation safe. Assume that any wires that are down are energized and that they're electric lines, that they're not phone or cable, because you don't know. A line's a line. I'm not an engineer. I talk to a lot of engineers, but I'm not an engineer. Play it safe. Give us a call, or if you're able to get on the internet even after a storm, go to consumersenergy.com/outage center, and you can report it that way too.
Okay. Let's talk about severe storms, Roger. We probably have some coming up, maybe some isolated storms that could just crop up at any moment. Power lines could go down. There could be a number of catastrophes.
Yes, there could. And when power lines go down, you really have to be careful. Stay at least 25 feet away from any down wires. Like I said before, assume that wire is live. Don't think that, oh, it's a cable line. Assume that it's an electric line. Give us a call at 1-800-477-5050 or call 911. We'll be contacted, and we will come out and make the situation safe.
Roger, any other tips before we let you go today?
Just have a great summer and enjoy the great weather, but just be careful. Make sure you call us if you have any questions about your buried or overhead utilities.
Thank you very much, Roger.
Great to be here.
Roger Morgenstern with Consumers Energy on WLMI. This is Smokin' Joe.
Yes. Yes.
Michiganders, yes. Believe.
Yes.
Afternoons sound a whole lot better with Smokin' Joe.
Yes.
92.9 WLMI.
Yes.